Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, hey, I'm trying to figure out this Beyonce ticket deal. And so they're going to sell, they're going to have staggering sales. Is that what they're going to try?
Oh, boy. Well, here's what we know about this so far. They haven't given a lot of details, but they are going to do it again with the dreaded Ticketmaster. They are going to do it again with the Ticketmaster verified fan system. Yes, it's the same system that completely melted down when Taylor Swift tickets went on sale last November. So they're saying the way that this works, that if you want a chance to buy tickets, you need to register with the verified fan system through Ticketmaster first. That is supposed to separate real concert goers from all the bots that are out there buying up all the tickets. You can sign up for that until midnight tonight. Then you will get an access code for the sale, which will begin on Monday.
I'm writing this down. Go slower.
Yeah. And then, yeah, play the Sonny and Cher song again. It doesn't, because really it doesn't matter how many times I repeat it. It's still very confusing. It makes you long for the days. Remember when you used to go line up at Rose Records to get your
Ticketron.
Ticketron, right. You go to your Ticketron outlet to get your tickets for this. So they still really haven't announced a lot of details about ticket sales yet, but this is our understanding that Ticketmaster feels like they, you know, it's going to go fine this time, that there aren't going to be any problems. I can't imagine anything that will be more scrutinized than how these ticket sales are going to go for the Beyonce Renaissance Tour, which will be coming to Soldier Field Saturday, July 22nd. I'm sure there's going to be more than one concert date, but they've only announced that one for now.
How do I get tickets to the Seth Rogen sleepover? I want to go to that.
Well, you know, actually, you can buy your way into that through Airbnbs. He's doing this to promote a line of products that he is selling. I know you'll be shocked to learn that some of those products are cannabis-based. But it's through his new company that's called Houseplant, in which he sells houseware products, cannabis products, and he is promoting all of this by doing 3 one-night sleepovers at his actual house. And they say that he will be present for all 3 of the sleepovers. So if you go on Airbnb and search Seth Rogen, you can find out how to register for this and, possibly win your way to a night that you won't remember and wind up leaving with munchies like you've never had before in your life.
You'll be in the kitchen baking cookies. And J-Lo is selling a house, isn't she?
Yes, I always love when I can share real estate notes with everyone. This is a modest little home that Jennifer Lopez lived in before she met Ben Affleck. You know, they combined her family and his, so, you know, suddenly there are lots of kids in one place, and, you know, you need more than this house that she's selling. 9 bedrooms, 14,000 square feet on 8 acres in the Bel Air area of Los Angeles, 13 bathrooms, an outdoor amphitheater, a private lake, a beach, an indoor movie theater, an infinity edge pool, a gym. Who could possibly live in cramped quarters like that, I ask? Now, it turns out this is going to be quite a deal for her as well, quite a profit-making venture. She bought this house 7 years ago from actress Cela Ward for $28 million. The asking price on it this morning, $42.5 million. So if she gets close to her asking price, she's going to turn in a tidy little profit here.
I guess the real estate market out west is good. Well, she'll find out anyway, won't she?
I always hear about these gigantic mansions that are, you know, coming and going and selling quickly. There is no real estate stoppage going on for the rich and famous, apparently.
Guess not. Going over the entertainment headlines of the morning with Dean Richards, everyone loves Lizzo, and now more people will get to see her, won't they, Dean?
Yeah, twice as much Lizzo to be enjoyed now. Yesterday, they revealed a wax figure of her at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Las Vegas. It is a real life-size wax figure that took 20 artists 6 months to put it together. She stood right next to it for the unveiling. You could not tell which was the wax figure and which was the real Lizzo. I mean, it's amazing how realistic these things are.
Yeah, in the photos, no way you can tell. This Jimmy Kimmel clip you've got, was this last night?
Yeah, this was last night. He wanted to celebrate, you know, it was a new month. January had passed already, and how dopey local newscasters are.
The first month of the new year is behind us. Dry January is over, and I tell you what, February's here, and nobody was more surprised by this development than our nation's easily astonished casters of news.
First day of February, can you believe it?
First day of February, can you believe it?
First day of February, can you believe it?
Can you believe it is February 1st?
Can you believe it's February 1st?
Can you believe February 1st?
February 1st, can you believe it?
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 February 1st, can you believe that?
February, can you believe that?
February, can you believe it?
Can you believe it's February 1st?
It's February 1st,
just like that.
Can you believe it's February 1st? It's unbelievable.
So weird. I'm embarrassed.
That's pretty good.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for our profession.
I think I just did it with inflection. I didn't say, like, it's February 1st already. I just said February 1st.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that was enough.
I think it's, you know, for radio, it's different. You know, people sort of want to get their bearings when they're waking up
in the morning.
But how funny that all these local newscasts, that said practically exactly the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, there is some sameness out there. It used to be that Top 40 radio was like that everywhere across the country, the similar formats and so forth. And now you get it with TV news. Well, Dean spent part of the day with M. Night. What did he have to say?
Yeah, that was this past weekend when I was in New York. One of the few times that we've done in-person interviews over the last 3 years, we got together with the cast and, in this case, the writer-director of the new movie that is called Knock at the Cabin, the latest from the man who gave us I See Dead People in his 1999 movie, The Sixth Sense. You know, since then, the surprise ending has become, you know, kind of the signature for M. Night Shyamalan. One of the things that we talked about, we sat down and talked about the premise of this movie, which is a really interesting one and really struck me quite emotionally, because it asks you the question, would you kill someone that you love if it meant saving the world from a horrible apocalypse that would kill almost everybody? And, you know, you start to think about, you know, your own situation and your own loved ones, and it gets a little bit emotional, which is one of the other things that we talked about. Seems like every time you have a movie coming out, you get raked over the coals.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other director that goes through that.
You know, I flipped my relationship to this question over the years, and I was always like, why is this? Why? Because I feel this, and I was like, maybe at first feeling put upon and the unfairness of it, but now I find it beautiful in that they should expect the very, very best and hold to the very, very best standards. And I should strive for that. So don't hold me to anything but your highest standards. And I appreciate it, you know, at this point. I hold myself to that as well.
Yeah, he really gets, I think an undue amount of criticism when his movies come out. People, you know, just start to rake him over the coals with this. But mm-hmm. said he wanted to do an emotional project that he's always been very emotional and dials it back. But this time he let it go for this movie. It's called Knock at the Cabin. It'll open tomorrow. I'll give you my full review on that then.
That reminds me, a really nice little movie theater in downtown Highland Park, the Renaissance, had closed up, and we just heard today that it's reopening under new management. I think they open again next weekend. You know, not only that theater, but we've been talking about the Regal and Lincolnshire and Round Lake Beach closed up. But anyway, the old Highland Park Renaissance movie theater reopening next week. So that's good.
Yeah, is this these two billionaires, right, that
yes.
came in?
With connections to Hollywood.
Yeah, and they just, you know, wanted to get things up and running again. I'm optimistic that, you know, people are going to want to come back to theaters. You know, it's very convenient to watch things at home, but there's nothing like the theater-going experience.
By the way, note this, because I'm going to tell you about a movie that no one's ever heard of that is, I think, the best documentary I've ever seen in my life. I saw it at a small theater. It's called Turn Every Page, The Adventures of Robert Caro and Robert Gottlieb. These guys, Caro is the guy who has been writing these volumes on Lyndon Johnson, and Gottlieb is the editor of those volumes. He's been working with Caro for like 50 years, and Gottlieb has edited all sorts of famous books, Catch-22, the Toni Morrison books, Nora Ephron's books. Anyway, it's called Turn Every Page. Find it somewhere. Go see it, because I'm telling you, it's really a wonderful documentary.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to have that below zero weather, so.
Yeah, watch anything.
Stay home.
Stay inside.
Stay home and watch a good documentary.
And by the way, now it's official. I've turned into my father just watching these kinds of literary documentaries and egghead stuff.
He's not telling you. He's not telling you that he also watched the Pamela Anderson documentary.
No, so. I wouldn't broadcast that. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.